We're heading to Canoe Lagoon Oyster Farm about an hour and a half from Wrangell. The tide isn't high enough to pass through the inlet right next to the farm, though, so we wait. The farm's owner, Brian Herman, is at the wheel.
I'm not going to sneak in there because of all these freaking logs. We have oysters staged on that beach. That's where we call that our cleaning beach.
Herman buys the Pacific oysters as seeds and grows them on his farm. He has a few different brands, the Beach Bums, which are small, and the medium-sized Rose Islands. He says it's not hard to find buyers.
Every Alaskan oyster is in high demand. There's not enough oysters in the market. Cold water oysters are considered a premium oyster, and Alaskan oysters are so unique because there's so few of them here.
Although oyster farmers say there's a huge demand for Alaska oysters, Alaska Fish and Game shows a decline in sales over the last few years. To take advantage of the demand, Herman has to get better at growing oysters. And he is improving. Oysters aren't native to Alaska, but he found that they grow better when they're closer to the water's surface with fewer oysters and float bags. Those are mesh bags the oysters grow in that rest close to the surface.
Trying to force something to grow that doesn't really want to be here, but we're proving that you can do it and you can do it fast.
The tide finally rises high enough to get to the farm. Herman's full-time employee, Matt Lemma, shows us around. He's excited to see last year's oysters doing so well.
You see the colorful bags? Those are growers, but all those brand new black bags there, this entire set and that entire set, every single one is the June 24 plant that I've been babying.
They look better than the 2022s.
It's crazy.
The float bags full of oysters are lined up in a grid that looks like swimming lanes. Many of them will be harvested in a couple months after a year of growing. Herman says he's expanded the business a lot over the last 5 years, and that's eaten into profits. He thinks the business will do much better this year, though. He says Canoe Lagoon's oysters have more of a vegetable flavor to them, like a fresh cucumber.
That's what's so cool about oysters is, yes, everybody on the West Coast is growing Pacific oyster, right? But no two oysters are the same. So even the ones on Prince of Wales, they will taste completely different than ours. And they're 20 miles away, and they taste completely different.
Canoe Lagoon is one of 16 active oyster farms that are part of the Alaska Shellfish Growers Association. They represent oyster farms from all over coastal Alaska, from Ketchikan to Kodiak. Over the last decade, they've doubled in size in terms of members. President Weatherly Bates says she thinks there's room for a lot more farms.
There's not enough oysters produced even in the state to fulfill the state's demand for oysters during the summer and cruise ship time. Like, oysters are brought in from other places.
She says that the oyster industry in Alaska is mostly comprised of small family farms, which makes it difficult to keep up with the demand, especially during tourist season at Alaska restaurants.
I feel like the sky's the limit because there's a huge demand because oysters are growing in popularity, and with fisheries worldwide declining, there's more and more of a need to have aquaculture species available.
She says Alaska's oysters are in high demand in part because of the cold and pristine waters, since that can help lower risks of illness caused by oysters. And with the farms growing recently in number, there's more production now than ever. Reporting from the Blaschke Islands, I'm Colette Zarnicki.